What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday, May 12th, 2011. A lot of stuff going on there. Thursday, sure, happy it's Thursday. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Matt is in the control room today, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and answering your phone calls. A lot of stuff going on here. I'm going to start up right now. We're seeing a lot of power dips here in Hawaii, where the voltage really drops and the few remaining tungsten lights we have really show off the fact that the power is bouncing around. So if we vanish in the middle of a sentence, you'll know what happened. It's starting to feel like California when Enron was still in business out here. And we'll just have to deal with that as it comes along. The story starting off today may not be the biggest news story, but just caught my eye and made me very, very angry. Over in Germany, the German court succeeded in convicting John Demjanjuk for 20,060 counts of being an accessory to murder at the Sobibor camp in Nazi-occupied Poland. And I find this absolutely astounding because the key piece of evidence against John Demjanjuk was this ID card, which the FBI has known is a fake. Going back for almost 20 years, the FBI knew this card was not real, and they stayed quiet because, after all, Israel had to have fun with this John Demjanjuk. And basically, to bring you up to date on this, Demjanjuk has already been through this process once before. He was arrested, extradited, taken to Israel, convicted of being Ivan the Terrible, sentenced to death, was waiting for his execution when evidence proving that this Ivan the Terrible was somebody else completely was presented, and Israel had to let him go. But, you know, Israel can never, ever, ever be seen wrong about anything about the Holocaust. So they came back at him again, this time in the courts of Germany. And they've been pounding on this guy. He's in his 90s. He can barely get around, but by golly, Israel's going to come back, and they're going to prove that they were right about John Demjanjuk, no matter what. When you're accused of participating in the Holocaust, even innocence can be no defense. That's how serious the crime is. And I've never been so disgusted with the legal profession in my life as I am today when a man gets convicted on the basis of evidence that even the FBI says is a fraud. But the political necessities outweigh things like truth, justice, and the rule of law. So by golly, he will be convicted. Now, there is a postscript to this, because Demjanjuk was sentenced to only 5 years in prison, which for a guy his age is probably a life sentence. But the case has gone on to appeal, and the judge has allowed Demjanjuk to go free during the appeals process. So what I think happened is a deal was made. They still have to please Israel and still have to say, oh, yes, he was a bad, bad, bad old Nazi guard, even though the evidence against him was fake. So they convict him so Israel can say, see, we got him. We're right. We're never wrong about the Holocaust. And then the judge basically lets him go, and it says it's on appeal. The appeal process drags on and on and on, and I'm willing to bet you a whole plugged Turkish piaster that the appeal will stall in the court systems until John Demjanjuk dies, and that's the end of the story. And after that, they've only got one other guy that they're claiming was a Nazi death camp guard, and then Israel's run out of bodies to wave at people. They've run out of Nazis. What are they going to do, go after the children of Nazis? And say, see this guy? His grandfather was a Nazi camp guard. We've got to get him. They're running out of stunts to play, cards to play, tactics to play. Anyway, so it's open season on lawyer jokes. Why did God invent lawyers? And that's so the TSA child molesters would have somebody to look down on. All right, all right, all right. Actually, that was the only lawyer joke I could find. It turns out all the others are true stories. Anyway, so we're going to be moving right along from this. The situation just angers me no end. This is like James Earl Ray or Bruno Richard Hauptmann or any one of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of politically convenient convictions that were necessary to preserve the state and the official orthodoxy. We'll be right back.
Oh, estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you...
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. What's on your mind? Keep it clean.
Oh, well, you said it was open season on lawyer jokes, but unfortunately you could only think of one, and I kind of got the snook on one I heard a couple weeks ago.
Well, just real quick, because I do want to move on.
Okay, an engineer dies and he finds himself in Hades. Well, after about 6 months, God looks down and realizes there's all these new roads and bridges and wonderful buildings and air conditioning and all kinds of really cool stuff going on. So God comes and says, hey, wait a minute, we made a mistake. That engineer was supposed to come to us. Satan says, you can't have him back. God says, well, I'll sue you. Satan says, how are you going to do that when I have all the lawyers?
Okay, thank you very much for the lawyer joke. All right, I was kidding. No more lawyer jokes. We got more important stuff to talk about there. Anyway, thanks a lot for the call, Lee. As I mentioned earlier in the week, President Obama, in trying to get his little pre-election year bump by getting the terrorist of the century, has basically thrown away a major propaganda tool and frankly didn't get much back for it, according to Rasmussen and Gallup polls. But not to worry, because Al-Qaeda's Miss Congeniality is already in the wings. Anwar al-Awlaki, you know, the Miss Congeniality, ready to step into the spotlight when bin Laden was no more. And he looks simply divine in that tiara, I'm going to tell you, to die for. And he's another one of the frauds. He's another one of the fakes. This guy was invited to a formal dinner at the Pentagon after 9/11. He's one of their guys. And now he's being puffed up and frocked as the new face of the enemy. He does have one advantage over bin Laden. He hasn't been dead for 10 years. And that's all this is. They needed a new live nemesis, a new Emmanuel Goldstein they could wave at you, a new papier-mâché mask set on fire to scare you into going out and battling the Wicked Witch of the West. And it's just another fraud. It's just another hoax. It's just, it's an endless series of imaginary hobgoblins. And this is just the latest one. You know, Adam Perlman, a.k.a. Adam Gadon, or Yusuf El-Khattab, real name Joseph Cohen. And it goes on and on and on and on. These guys are all frauds. They're all fakes. They're actors in costuming designed to sell you a product. It's not a new car. It's not a new president. It's a new war. It's just like everything else TV and the media does. They're there to sell you something. Sell you a religion. Sell you a car. Sell you clothing. Sell you cologne and cosmetics and wars and bombs and causes. They want to sell you what you're going to believe in for the election. It's all theater. And it's very expensive. You get to pay for it. You don't have any choice but to pay for it. And it's very, very deadly because real lives are on the line in these wars. And the reason they're racking up this thing with this Awlaki is they're trying to move past all the questions about the problems with this story that they killed the real bin Laden back on the 1st. Because too many people knew the real bin Laden had been dead for almost 10 years. The White House has changed its story about May 1st's operation so many times they can't hide the fact that the White House has had to change their story. And in the world of politics and media, you can go up to somebody and say, okay, this is the new official story we're going to work with because it's an operation and it's a propaganda campaign. But real people understand when the story keeps changing, that is the red flag that somebody somewhere is fibbing and lying. And pretty much everybody's figured that out. And they don't know exactly what the truth is behind the lie, and they don't really need to know. Just know that you're being lied to, and that's enough. And they're getting ready to just come up with yet another phony villain for you to demonize and do the two-minute hate and go off and slaughter the evil people that you are told to slaughter. And it just goes forward from there. Now, on the lighter side, and to show you just how bizarre a world and completely bonkers current politics happens to be, there is already, heading for a toy store near you, a doll of the president as a U.S. Navy SEAL to commemorate the killing of bin Laden. Remember when the George Bush flight suit doll came out, the Mission Accomplished doll? Well, I guess every president wants to have their own action toy now. I don't know, maybe they're jealous of me because I got an action toy at my website. But there's a difference between President Obama's action figure and my action figure. Mine is supposed to be a joke. And this one, we've got a picture of it on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And it's recognizably him, but it makes him look kind of goofy, actually, if you ask me. Now, building on this propaganda campaign of, oh, yes, we got bin Laden, and we got his thumb drives of mass destruction, and we got his diary, and we got his Viagra, and we got all the other stuff here, we're starting to see how this is going to be used to expand the war on terror. Okay, where basically they're starting to come out and saying, oh, bin Laden had numerous hideouts. That's why we could never find him. And now we have to go and get those other hideouts and see what evidence is there. So this is basically the United States justifying armed military incursions into other countries without those countries' permission. And we're starting to hear around Washington, D.C., this kill at will or kill on demand as the new U.S. government policy. This idea that the United States government now arrogates to itself the right to simply go into any of the country on planet Earth, across their borders, without the local government's permission, kick down a door and machine gun the occupants of the building and say, oh, this is entirely legal by U.S. law. And we don't care what your local laws are. We say it's right, therefore it must be so. And this is how completely out of control this situation is going on. We have got the U.S. government taking the official position that the bin Laden raid was not an assassination. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, you know, is saying out there, it's not an assassination. You know, that's the new paradigm in the United States of America. We can fly armed helicopters into another country without their permission, kick down a door, and machine gun people, and it's not an assassination. And the instant I read this story, the first thing that popped through my mind was the church down in Waco, Texas, when the tanks were knocking down the walls of the building and starting to pump in this tear gas that's illegal to use on enemy troops. And they gassed a church full of women and children to death with this gas. And you had the U.S. government saying, oh, this is not an assault. You know, grind, 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 crash, crash, crash. This is not an assault. I don't know. I forget what they called it. But they're trying to change what it means by changing the words. And we understand, you know, when somebody is being blown to bloody bits with a machine gun, or they're being gassed to death with tear gas, yeah, it is assassination, it is murder, it is an assault, it is illegal and immoral and unethical, it's a violation of the Bill of Rights, and no amount of government weasel wording is going to change that reality. We, the American people, reserve the right to decide for ourselves what the government's actions mean. We're not going to let TV and the government tell us what to think, what to believe, what our neighbors are thinking and believing. We're going to find out for ourselves, and we're going to decide for ourselves, because that is what, first and foremost, what freedom means. I'll make up my own mind. Thank you very much. You don't get to tell me what I'm thinking and believing. I'll decide for myself. And the burden of proof is on you, the government, to prove your particular point of view on this situation. So they're basically, you know, we're being given the preparation that there are going to be more of these dynamic missions into other countries to kill targeted people. And already we're hearing that Libyan officials are being assassinated both within Libya and apparently over in Bahrain for some reason. We're starting to see more and more of these targeted killings. It's a campaign of global assassination, just going into other countries and blowing away people the U.S. government decides they don't like. Now, where's the rule of law in that? Where's the moral justification for that? It's just completely and utterly absurd. By the way, a little postscript on this before we move along. You know, the CIA actually admitted that they were creating fake Osama bin Laden videos. And they did one where they tried to portray him as gay, pedophile, and drunk. But I guess the actor got hired by TSA or something, because they never went forward with that one. But they were planning to do that one. It's amazing here. All right, turning to the economy. Remember, the economy is what affects all of you, and it's one of the things that President Obama is hoping you're not going to pay too much attention to while they wag the dead bin Laden at you as hard as they can. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke warned, meaning threatened, members of Congress to raise the country's official debt limit or risk destabilizing the financial system. Well, the financial system is already destabilized, because when you are having to borrow more than you can possibly pay back, that's not stability. That's kiting it along until the next administration comes in. So what the Federal Reserve is saying to Congress, you will enslave the American people to the private central bank or else. And we've been seeing that kind of threatening behavior for going on a year now. Remember when Ron Paul was trying to get a measure to audit the Federal Reserve so the American people could see just how much real wealth the owners of this private central bank had leached from the American people with these paper and ink illusions? And the Federal Reserve came out and said, if you audit us, the economy will crash. And it was a flat-out threat. If you dare look at our books, we'll crash the economy. Not that they're doing a really good job holding it together so far anyway. But it's another threat. You will go on enslaving the American people, because what they're talking about is your future tax money going to the Federal Reserve instead of going to fix the roads and bridges and hospitals and schools. And if Congress listens to the Federal Reserve and raises the debt ceiling against the wishes of the American people, thereby pledging your future taxes to the private bankers, that, again, is taxation without representation. That is a reason to fire the government. It's a reason to get out the tar and feathers. Now, in point of fact, as of the last Treasury auction, the U.S. government has gone over its debt ceiling. They're already past the debt ceiling. It's becoming moot if they're going to raise it or not. They've already gone past it. We got to take a break for some commercials here. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. The panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking out the window here. It's cold and it's wet relative to Hawaii. I understand it's snowing down in Sydney, Australia right now, which is rather amazing. It's their autumn, but it's still early in their autumn. And let's see, we've got snow in Wyoming, snow in Nevada. One of the readers in California at the 3,000-foot level said they're getting snow. So just weird, weird stuff out there. All righty, moving right along. Over in Detroit, I think it's hard to imagine any place in the United States of America that has been more hard hit by Wall Street's fraudulent mortgage-backed securities scam and the subsequent looting of America to keep the Wall Street crooks out of jail than Illinois and Detroit. And I'm sorry, Detroit, Michigan, rather, because of the car things. I need to look at a map again. We're finding out now that tax noncompliance, income tax noncompliance in Detroit this year was half. Actually, more than half of Detroit residents were unable to pay their income taxes this year. Remember what I said before? It's not a question of whether we want to pay them taxes or not. We just can't. When you take all the money out of the society to give to the banks, there's nothing left. We're not allowed to just print it up out of thin air the way the private central bankers are. That's the enslavement mechanism. You know, the slavers The people who love to enslave other populations to their will. There, they arrogate to themselves the right, the privilege, to print up money out of thin air and then use it to basically, you know, go out and buy people and to buy things. And the government says, oh, yes, you must accept these printed pieces of paper as having real value, and you're not allowed to use anything else in place of those. And that's the enslavement mechanism. We're back to serfdom. We're back to feudalism, practically. Because we lost the value-based monetary system this nation was started with. We're back to being enslaved by private central banks and their pretty printed pieces of paper. And so all propaganda to the contrary, the economy is absolutely destroyed. And it's typified by the fact that more than half of Detroit residents this year were able to pay their income taxes. And, of course, this obviously impacts the state and local communities, not so much the federal government. The federal government just goes on borrowing and printing up money like crazy. And what is happening when you sort of settle all the numbers back and forth is the government, the federal government, has been slowly transferring its debt onto the states and onto the people. That's what it does. Spends itself reckless, drops the debt on everybody else around it. And they still can't keep the streets safe in Washington, D.C. Now, just to give you an idea of how corrupt the whole system is, we've been telling you the story about Iowa's Attorney General, Tom Miller, who's the guy who's been put in charge of negotiations for all 50 states against the banks that were caught engaging in fraud closures, fraudulent notaries, trying to foreclose on properties that didn't have mortgages, or didn't have mortgages with them, whose mortgages were up to date. Now, the banks have gotten together, and they've offered $5 billion to settle the cases. No more investigations, no more criminal prosecutions, $5 billion. Wow, a lot of money, $5 billion. And, of course, it won't go to the homeowners. It won't go to putting the homeowners back in the homes that were taken from them. It'll just be taken by the grateful state and local governments and divvied up and spent on whatever state governments are spending their money on these days. But compared to the $27 trillion that this mortgage-backed security fraud has literally sucked out of the heart of the American economy, $5 billion is nothing. It's chump change. And so this attorney general in Iowa, Tom Miller, we're already seeing that his campaign contributions for this next election season from the banks are like 88 times more than he got from the same sources over the last 10 years. And now he's been caught. Time magazine caught this guy calling the lawyers representing the banks that he's supposed to be negotiating with over the fraud closure settlement and demanding campaign donations. That is life in America right now. Matt Taibbi over at Rolling Stone had it correct. This is American politics on display. Tom Miller gets put in charge of negotiating a settlement with the banks. What does he do? Calls the lawyers to the banks and say, you got to give me some campaign donation, you know? We take care of you. Give me the money, I'll fix it for you. This is American politics right now. This is why tarring and feathering is such a cherished traditional institution of the American political landscape. All right, now, moving along. I want to talk about Fukushima because that's becoming a major, major, major issue. TEPCO has just announced that the entire fuel rod assembly of reactor number one is completely exposed to the air, and they're not even sure how long it has been that way. May have been since the reactor failed. They're now able to determine that the reactor water in the pressure vessel is like way below the bottom of the fuel rod assembly, and some of the fuel rod assembly has melted down into the water at the bottom of the pressure vessel. In other words, it's a meltdown. They're finally confirming and admitting it is a meltdown in reactor number one. Okay? Now, we've got that other problem where if you look at the photos from the live webcam or any of the more recent photos of the reactor complex at Fukushima, you will see that Building 4 is leaning. It's on the verge of collapsing. And what's the American media reporting on? Dead Bin Laden, Dead Bin Laden, film at 11. We'll be right back.
You're are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. And John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the ongoing drama over there in Fukushima, although you wouldn't know it to be watching the American media. They're absolutely not talking about this. They want you to look at Libya and terrorists and campaign and gay marriage and all this other stuff, and they're barely mentioning it, if at all. But TEPCO has now officially acknowledged that which we've been reporting for several weeks now. There are actual full-on meltdowns at the site. TEPCO is admitting that there's a meltdown in reactor number one. And it's a study in foregone conclusions, but they're basically coming along and saying, yeah, you got us. The fuel rods are completely dry, and they're melting down and dripping down. We already know from indications that probably all three reactors, 1, 2, and 3, have melted down in varying degrees. Number 2, probably worst of all. And there are problems with the spent fuel rod pool in reactors 3 and 4. In reactor 3, it appears to have blown up completely, and the spent fuel rods are just all over the area there. And we have, of course, reactor number 4. Now, the reactor itself was shut down cold when the quake hit, so that's not a problem, we hope. But that spent fuel rod pool had spent fuel rods in it from three reactors, was the most full of any of those spent fuel rod pools. And right from the start, we knew it was breached. They couldn't keep cooling water in it. And now if you look at that building, it's leaning to one side. It's on the verge of collapse. If Japan gets a major aftershock from that quake, Building 4 could come down, and that's going to further complicate things. They've discovered more radiation leaking into the ocean, 650,000 times over the maximum safety limit, and it just gets worse and worse. And here's where it gets kind of interesting. Have you ever seen those science fiction movies about some big looming disaster that threatens all of humanity? And for the sake of public order and avoiding a panic, the government takes it upon itself to conceal from the public exactly what's going on. Well, we seem to be living in that scenario right now because the Environmental Protection Agency, the same agency that told all those Ground Zero workers on 9/11, sure, you don't need any special gear to breathe the air at that construction site. Yeah, asbestos is good for you. Those guys. Have now announced in a rather roundabout, convoluted fashion that they are going to cease daily radiation reports in the United States of America. They're going to go and they're going to start issuing quarterly reports. You get the numbers about how much radiation is going on around you once every 3 months. They'll sum it up, they'll statistically modify it and say, over the last 3 months, the average daily, whatever. They don't want people looking at those spikes that happen when the stuff goes overhead. Now, the other one that we're looking at, and remember, you know, the FDA was up there in Alaska saying, we're not even going to bother testing Pacific seafood for radiation. We know it's safe. Ms. Cleo told us so. A lot of the very, very best data regarding the radioactive consequences of Fukushima have been coming out of the Norwegian Institute for Air Research. Now, first part of this week, they announced they were basically shutting down their forecasting system. If you go to the official webpage at the Norwegian Institute for Air Research, tracking of Fukushima fallout, you get this nice little polite message saying, thank you for your interest in the FlexPart products for Fukushima. The forecast system is no longer running. As it turns out, some very diligent research work by people just trying URLs have found that the forecast system is in fact running, and the numbers are getting worse. And if you have the URL, you can go get the latest data. And the latest data is really very alarming for people living in the Western United States and in Canada. And what is really weird, somebody has a very, very sick sense of humor, because the new domain name for this store of data for the Norwegian Institute for Air Research, because they still have to put it out there so that people who are involved in emergency planning and medical services in these countries can still get the data. So it's still online. They just didn't want the public to be able to look at it. It just worries their little heads, and, you know, we have to send them back to the fields and breeding soldiers anyway. But the new domain includes the word Zardoz, zardoz.something.no. And it's kind of a little chicken skin hair at the back of the neck moment, because back in 1974, there was this movie that came out called Zardoz, and it starred Sean Connery. It was his first effort to break free of James Bond. And Zardoz is a contraction of the name Wizard of Oz. And the whole movie was about this future society that has come, where humans have come to the edge of extinction. And so that's kind of a very chilling reference to have in a domain name where they're storing all of the information about Fukushima fallout. And as I said, when this began, all the way back, in the first week it happened, I said the thing that is going to really scare people more than anything else is the awareness that the government is putting out false information or incomplete information, and that we cannot know what's going on. And this will allow people to allow their imaginations to run wild to worst case, sometimes even absurd degrees of fear and concern. Radiation, you know, talk about living in a state of terror. You can't see it. If you don't own your own radiation meters, you have no idea whether it's there or not. You spend your entire life wondering if the next breath you take is the one which condemns your yet unborn children to being born with six legs and four arms and five noses. And so, contrary to the logic given in these science fiction movies about avoiding a public panic, the silence and disinformation, I think, is contributing to a state of fear and panic. And because the United States government can't use Fukushima to justify declaring war on the oil fields, they don't want to pay attention to it. They can't use it. They can't exploit it. They can't solve it. Therefore, it doesn't exist in the political mindset of the U.S. government. And to me, that is the ultimate betrayal of the people. Because we trusted and empowered and enriched the federal government to take care of this country, not just simply go out and constantly make war on Israel's enemies. And we are seeing time and time again how real, genuine emergencies that threaten our health and welfare and being are just being ignored by the U.S. government. Once again, the entire center of the United States of America is flooding out. The levees in Mississippi have overtopped yet again, and another 12,000 acres of farmland has been destroyed. But the U.S. government can't deal with that, so we're not going to mention it all that much. The U.S. government couldn't deal with the Gulf oil disaster, so last July, Obama says it's magically gone away, back to the wars. Fukushima is the worst environmental disaster in history. British Petroleum is now off the hook officially. It's gone past Chernobyl. It's showering radioactivity all over the Pacific and all over North America. And the government can't do anything about it, so they're going to pretend it's not an issue. And they're going to go back to waving mythical, fictional monsters at us to trick us into war on Israel's enemies. This government cannot deal with a real emergency. They can't fix the flood control. They can't fix the Gulf of Mexico. They can't keep the radiation out of our food supplies. They can't fix the economy. They can't even throw the Wall Street bankers who created this economic crash in prison. All the government can do is wave Arab Muslims at you and send your kids off to die in war for oil fields. That's all they can do. That's all they're able to do. How many times do we have to be reminded that the levees along the Mississippi River have not been maintained since the start of the Iraq War? $27 trillion to save the bankers. I don't know how many trillions on all these wars all over the planet. How many billions more to Israel? And the government refuses to take care of the American people. Now, this brings me to my next point here. Because I get flooded with all of these emails from people about how, you know, the Muslims are bad this and the Muslims are bad that. And even George Bush was saying it's a holy crusade and, you know, we're Christians and we've got to team up with the Jews and go all this religious overtones to basically going out and stealing other people's wealth. You know, why is it all the terrorists always live over oil fields and gold and fresh water? Kind of an irony thing there. All right, so I wrote a story some time ago, and I revised it and updated it very quickly, and I put it back up on the site today. And the headline is Bible Bangers, Regular or Extra Crispy. And for those people who really think that there's a God up there who directs all things in the universe, you've got to take a look at all the massive flooding, the hard winter, the fact that most of that radiation from Fukushima is landing on North America, the oil in the Gulf, record tornadoes. Now we got the Black Plague over in the West starting to show up. And you begin to understand that if there is a God up there directing the universe, he's pissed off at the United States of America. Maybe because we're on the wrong side of Israel's war to reconquer Jerusalem or whatever it is they're trying to do. Because if we're supposed to be on God's side, then maybe God ought to cut us a little slack and put the radiation and the earthquakes and the hard winter and the flooding and the oil and the Corexit over on the Arabs for a change. You can't have it both ways. You can't claim to believe in a God and not recognize that under that belief system, the guy upstairs is very angry with the United States of America. And as long as you continue to follow the war hawks to go over and beat on the Palestinians, who happen to be the distant blood relations of the historical Jesus, then when you die, you're not going up to the pearly gates, you're going the other way. We're going to go to the phones. Carl in Texas, aloha. Carl, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. On radiation, in 1955,
yes.
I joined the Air Force, and I took training in radiation. One of the first things we learned was radiation kills, and it is cumulative over periods of time. And
that's
there's
correct.
Various types of radiation, and some of them have a half-life that's very short, others very long. And what is, you said the other day, radiation will not show up for you and me, maybe, and everybody else right now, but it will show up, and it will affect us.
Yeah, it will affect the next generation. We're all so old that we're probably going to die of other things before the radiation affects us. Obviously, that's not going to be true in Japan. It's probably not even going to be true for the west coast of the United States. I think we'll start seeing a statistically noticeable increase in cancers, western United States and Canada. Certainly here in Hawaii, we're incredibly lucky. We're just in this little protected bubble. Madam Pele's up there on the volcano just blowing all the radiation away from us. We're just incredibly lucky down here. But the next generation, you know, look at all the kids who've been born around Chernobyl in the last 25 years and the incidence of severe birth defects. It's epidemic. And the same thing is true of our veterans from Desert Storm and the other Iraq wars where they were handling the depleted uranium munitions. And they come home and they get married and they start to have families and their kids are born with really horrible, horrible defects. What a terrible, terrible price to have to pay for putting on the uniform in service to this country, or what you thought was service to this country. And it's going to happen to the next generation. And I've got a message to Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. If you're out there worried about overpopulation, you may not have anything to worry about. Because if the incidence of radiation-induced mutations is severe enough, we might see humanity go into a decline. If we have a significant number of children being born who are themselves unable to reproduce, population problem is all solved. Anything else?
You hit on it. I'm a veteran, and this. Depleted uranium business, you hit on it, how it got into our troops and our veterans, and I think that's unforgivable with this government.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is, and I remember there was one of the nuclear tests out in Nevada. They were testing a nuclear artillery shell. They made like a cannon. I guess they got jealous of the Nazis, and they had to build this really big howitzer piece, and it fired a nuclear shell. And they ran a military exercise where they literally, after they set off this atomic bomb in the desert, they gave all these soldiers a pair of sunglasses. That was their only protection. And they marched them into the aftermath of the nuclear blast to test how quickly an army could exploit a breach in enemy lines exploded by a nuclear bomb. And, of course, all those soldiers who participated in that exercise spent the rest of their life dealing with cancers and leukemias, and Congress immediately passed a law saying, we're not to blame, bad things happen in war, this is what you signed up for. And that's exactly what happens. And so we got the same attitude, we're sorry the power station blew up, but hey, you chose to be born here on planet Earth, that's just the price you pay for being here, which is kind of nonsense stuff. All right, Carl, anything else?
No, sir, not today, but I'll be back.
I certainly hope so, and we're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. Coming up on the end of hour number one, a reader in a restaurant. Don't you just love smartphones that have cameras built in? You always have a camera and camcorder with you. You no longer have an excuse for not getting that amazing picture or that amazing video, and I just absolutely love it. The image quality on them is actually getting to be quite good. I still like my Canon, but I do take a lot of pictures with my iPhone. Anyway, this reader was at this restaurant, and it was one of those cheap restaurants where they print paid advertising on the placemats, on the tables. And he saw this ad for a Jewish-only dating service. And he took a picture, and he sent it in. We've got it posted at whatreallyhappened.com. And it's Supert Va or VA, Virginia, maybe. I'm not exactly sure what it's supposed to mean. 100% free Jewish dating. The real 100% free Jewish dating. No fees ever. Blah, blah, blah. Communicate with Jewish singles, local and globally. And down at the bottom in quotes, grow and preserve our Jewish nation, so forth and so on. And then there's a website. And I went out and I checked the website, and this is real. This is legit. Now, look at that ad, and everywhere it says the word Jewish, substitute the word white. Free white dating. Okay? White dating web in the number two white dating web in the world. Communicate with white singles. Grow and preserve our white nation. If that ever was seen in the United States of America, can you imagine the reaction, the fury in the American media, the ACLU, and all these other organizations at such blatant racism? And then listen to the thundering silence of hypocrisy, because this is real. And it's there. And nobody in the media will say anything about the fact. If it's wrong for whites to be racist against other races, it has to be wrong when Jews do exactly the same thing. And it is this double standard, this hypocrisy. One set of rules for us and a different set of rules for everybody else. Right to exist for us, no right to exist for the Palestinians. It is that double standard and hypocrisy which is at the core of the world's rejection of Israel's point of view. We don't believe in double standards. We think what's fair is fair, should be for everybody. Racism is bad, but it's got to be bad for everybody, not just one select group who uses it for political gain. So I was very shocked when I saw this, and there's a picture on the front page of what really happened, and I did double check, make sure it wasn't a hoax. The website really does exist. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And to wrap up on the situation in Fukushima, basically, it's every day goes by, they sort of hem and haw and say, well, yeah, actually, it was a little worse than we were saying before. And that's sort of been the hallmark of this whole process right from the very beginning. You know, right after the earthquake and right after the tsunami and everything, it's not a problem, you know. Jim Cramer over on CNBC, which is owned by General Electric, which designed those reactors, saying it won't be Chernobyl. No, don't not even worry. Don't worry here. Ann Coulter, radiation is good for you. Doesn't get more absurd and bizarre than that. No, radiation is not good for you. They went back and they did some magical statistic manipulation on the original early studies that said radiation will kill you. And they found an anomaly in the curve, and they said, ooh, right here in the curve, this doesn't look so bad. So we'll tell them low levels of radiation are good for you. Well, it doesn't really matter anyway because we're already past the low levels of radiation. And we're seeing this consistent pattern all around the northern hemisphere. We're not going to test anymore. We're not going to monitor. We're not going to publish data. You don't need to know. We can't collect taxes on it, and we can't fix it, and we can't use it to start a war. Therefore, officially, it does not exist. Now, I don't want to be the one to push the panic button, even though I may joke about it. And again, people of my age, we're not going to live long enough for the radiation to really harm us. We're going to die of other things first. But the next generation, they're going to pay a hideous price for this. Just look at the children of Chernobyl and you'll understand where I'm coming from. They can't entomb this. They can't stop it. They can't even get into the buildings for any longer than it takes to do a photo for the newspaper to say, see, we're in the building. If you go into those buildings for more than 10 minutes, you have hit the maximum permissible exposure for an entire year in just 10 minutes. And that maximum permissible exposure doesn't mean you're safe. It's just an arbitrary line saying, well, you might still get sick, but maybe not. And as that caller was saying, radiation is cumulative. There's no such thing as a safe level. What the safe level of radiation exposure is, really, that you're likely to die of something else before you get the symptoms of the radiation sickness. And the numbers keep going up, and they can only go up because, unlike Chernobyl, which exploded and then the situation was over and it was just time for the cleanup, Fukushima is still ongoing. Fission is still taking place in possibly two, maybe even all three of those reactors, 1, 2, and 3. Fission appears to have been taking place in the spent fuel rod pool of reactor number 4, and that building's getting ready to fall over. Again, they just found yet another leak of highly radioactive water going into the ocean. It's already all over the northern hemisphere in the air. We're detecting an increase even here in Hawaii, not much, but definitely an uptick. Other places on the mainland who have their own radiation equipment are seeing, strontium's in the milk. There are places on the mainland where they're saying, maybe you shouldn't drink the milk for a while. And it can only get worse from here because they can't stop it. They can't get in there and stop it. And it's leaching into the ocean. And about a year from now, it's going to start showing up on the west coast of North America. I'm going to say that probably by midsummer, we're going to see radiation getting into those crab fishing grounds around Alaska, up where the FDA was just up there saying, we don't need to test the food. Because these elements are heavy particles. They're metal, uranium. They sink to the bottom. And that's a bad thing because crabs eat on the bottom. We're going to take a station identification break. We'll be right back.
Climbing as the